wanting to know the future. Amen? Wanting to know the future. And I'm going to be looking at witchcraft and fortune telling. And listen, I want you to listen carefully to this. Because this is where Satan has a lot of people deceived. And fortune tellers and palm readers and tea leaf readers. This is one of the most active parts of the year to them. Because everybody wants to know, what will my future be like in 2018? It's not many people want to hear what I have to say now. I am telling you, if you want a good future, have a rich relationship with God. But the fortune tellers know. They go to the fortune tellers because the fortune tellers going to tell them a bag of lies. You're going to get a husband, you're going to get a new car, you're going to get a house, and them drop of money. But let me tell you what the Bible has to say about these people. Amen? Praise God. Micah 5, verses 12 to 3. And we're looking at witchcraft and fortune telling. What does the word of God says? God says, I will put an end to all witchcraft. Why? Because in God's eyes, witchcraft is wickedness. Full stop. Amen? Praise God. Some people say it's culture. Well, let me tell you. You have godly culture and you have devilish culture. Amen? And some people might say, well, you know, boy, it's African culture. Well, let me tell you, the white man have witchcraft too. You have witchcraft in Africa and you have witchcraft in Europe. And guess what they have in common? They are both witchcraft and they are both of the devil. Amen? So don't let culture fool you. Don't let culture fool you. It's a deception from the devil. It says, I will destroy all your idols and sacred pillars so you will never again worship the work of your own hands. In other words, they use these idols and sacred pillars to practice witchcraft. You notice in this church, we don't have any bottle with water. And we don't have a little flag. And a little glass. And a little this and a little that. Yeah? We don't have that. You know why? Because our God don't need that. Amen? The Holy Spirit don't need that. Amen? And if you have ever been to any of those so-called churches, they have other spirits beside the Holy Spirit. One spirit named Michael, another spirit named this, and another spirit named that. But what does the Bible says? That there is one spirit, one Lord, one spirit. And what is that spirit? He's the Holy Spirit. Amen? Holy Spirit. The only way you will hear me call on another spirit in this church is if I'm rebuking it in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the only way you'll hear me call on it. Amen? So, he said, I'll put an end to all witchcraft and there'll be no more fortune tellers. Fortune tellers. Witchcraft. Witchcraft is the art of practice of witchcraft. Fortune teller, a person who claims the ability to predict the future. If you notice, it says, who claims the ability to predict the future. Now listen, it's amazing. It's not only poor people who go to fortune teller, you know. Ministers of government, doctors. You go someplace, you know, the man have a little thing on a hill, and you see the doctor, them jump on the back of a bike, and the man just, I'm taking him up to the top of the hill, for go get him read up. But because doctor do it, does that mean it is right? No. You could be doctor. It is not right. Amen? It is not right. A person who claims the ability to predict the future. Let me tell you, there is only one person who knows your future, and that is God. That is God. When the time comes for you to die, when God calls your number and you to die, none of these witchcraft workers, fortune tellers, horoscope people, none of them can deliver you. Not one. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I am sharing with you what the Bible says. Sorcery. Isaiah 2 verse 6. It says, "For the Lord has rejected his people, the descendants of Jacob, because they have filled their land with practice from the east and with sorcerers, as the Philistines do. They have made alliances with pagans." God's people, you know. God's people. Do you know that there are church people that consult witchcraft workers? Your pastors who go to obey men. But judgment is on them. And that don't make it right. That don't make it right, brethren. Amen? Praise God. You know how long I waiting for preach this? 25 years, you know. 25 years I waiting to preach this. And I get the liberty this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorcery. What is sorcery? Magic performed with evil spirits. Every one of these practices, they are performed with evil spirits. Not the Holy Spirit. Amen? Not the Holy Spirit. Evil spirits. Demons. You know, I shared it before, but some of you were not here. I decided one day I was studying and I said, let me look up black magic. And when I looked it up, I read a little. Cover myself with the blood of Jesus before I read it too. Amen. And you know what it said? It said, "He that desires to bring a curse on somebody else," he said, listen well, you need to desire it so badly, because that same curse that you desire on somebody is going to come back on you. Can you imagine? It's going to come back on you. No, when you go to a black magic man, I'm going to tell you that, you know. Take your money. You go to St. Thomas, you pay at 60,000 or 80,000. But I'm going to tell you that you better want it so badly, because it's going to come back on you, and the same thing will happen to you. Same thing will happen. And when I read it, I said, my Lord, praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Stargazing. Zodiac. Horoscopes. I was a horoscope man. Before I met Jesus, I was a serious horoscope man. I had my horoscope ring. And you know, according to horoscope, I'm supposed to be Aquarius. And I had, what is color stone name again? Amethyst or something, some kind of blue stone. Amen? But I had bought my horoscope ring. Amen? And every day I read the horoscope. I wanted to see my future. I wanted to see what the stars had to say about my life today. And the following day, I hope to glean again. And I want to see what the stars have to say about my life today. When I met my wife, the first thing I says, what sign you under? Praise the Lord. To find out if I should sign on. Huh. You understand? Right? Praise God. Amen? So, what does the Bible have to say about them? Praise God. Isaiah 47, verses 13 to 14. It says, all the advice you receive has made you tired. Is there anybody here who has gone from advisor to advisor and you're tired? You know why you're tired? Because the devil is a liar. Amen? Praise God. It says, Where are all your astrologers? You have to follow the word of God, you know. Follow the word of God. It says, those stargazers who make predictions each month. It's in the Bible, you know. Who make predictions each month. It says, let them stand up and save you from what the future holds. In other words, they are giving you false information about the future. And God is saying, when the truth reach you, let them save you. The truth is, they cannot save you. You know why? Let me tell you. You know who made the stars? Our God made the stars, you know. Then all of us have started worship the star. Instead of worship him who made the stars. God made the stars. Why are we looking to the stars for advice and for direction and to know our future when we can go to the God who made the stars? He knows our future. Hallelujah. So Satan lie. Praise God. It says, let them stand up and save you from what the future holds. But they are like straw burning in a fire. They cannot save themselves from the flame. You will get no help from them at all. So God is saying to all those who are practicing witchcraft, fortune telling, astrology, horoscope, you will get no help from them. Because they are not God. Amen? They are not God. Their hearth is no place to sit for warmth. Hallelujah. And then, finally, let's look at divination. Divination. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 19. I love this. I love scripture. I love scripture. Praise God. It says, one day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, glory to God, amen. Is there anybody here who goes down to the place of prayer? Hallelujah. Amen. It says, we met a slave girl. Watch this. Who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. Amen. So she had a what? A spirit. Amen. And in the King James Version it says, she had a spirit of divination. Amen? This is the New Living Translation Version. But King James says, a spirit of divination. Watch this. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. Praise God. Now if you notice, we pray for the sick here, but we don't ask you for our money to pray for the sick. Never do that. Amen? But for this girl, if you wanted a read-up, You have to pay her master some money. Amen? Because that's devil works. Praise God. She followed Paul and the rest of her shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." Well, the Spirit recognized who Paul was. Amen? Do you know that demons know men of God? They know Christians. They know Christians. Amen? Hallelujah. "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." That's true. That part is true. Hallelujah. And go down. It says, "This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated," or that's a big word for angry, "that he turned and said to the demon within her." Now, I don't know if you get the picture. Amen? She was telling people about the future based upon a demon that was inside of her. Demon is a devil. Amen? Demons have supernatural powers, you know. They do. They do have supernatural powers. And what they do in this case is psychic. They actually read people's minds. You know, that they know things from the unknown. But they read people's minds. Because what? People come to them and say, "Read me up." And that's what they do. They read up your mind. And when they reveal things that only you know on your mind, you say, "Wow, this is God." But it's not God. The demon read up your mind. Amen? The demon know what you're thinking because you open yourself to the demon. It says, so he said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly it left her. Amen? So what does that show us? It shows us that at the mention of the name of Jesus, that demons have to flee. Amen. No demon is more powerful than the name of Jesus. So why should we consult demons if they are inferior to Jesus? It's better we consult Jesus. Amen. It's better we go to Jesus. Amen. So praise God. What happened after this? Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. Why? Because she was no longer able to read people's minds. Why? Because the demon left. Amen? The demon left. Money mashup. Business mashup. Amen? Hallelujah. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. Watch this. The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews. They shouted to the city officials. Hey, isn't that wonderful? They advanced the kingdom of God in that city, and it caused the whole city to be in an uproar. Do you know that as Christians, you have the power to turn your city upside down? That's what's happened when the kingdom of God is advanced. Hallelujah. I remember we were young Christians, maybe 2 months old Christians, and we were having a prayer meeting in our community. And you know, we formed a circle. We were closing the prayer meeting. And my pastor asked me to pray. And there was a lady on my right hand. I didn't know, I didn't know anything about her. But I was praying, and I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of fear. And all of a sudden, I was frightened myself. All of a sudden, the woman to my right, she screamed, ah! and a demon, you know, her expression changed, and a demon flew out of her. And guess what? The whole community turned upside down. When I look, I see man start, jump the fence, come over, start look through the living room. A big crowd got outside. Hallelujah. And some people, some Christians, you know what them say? Them start to rebuke us. You're too young to be casting out devils. And they report us to our pastor and say, how can you have these people casting out devils and they are so young a Christian? But that's religious people. Amen? They should have been rejoicing and encouraging. Amen? Hallelujah. But it turned the community upside down. And people started to give their lives to Jesus Christ. Amen? Let me tell you, we need to advance the kingdom of God in our workplace, in our community, in our family, in our homes. We need to advance the kingdom of God. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not mere talk, but a power. Amen? We have that power inside of us, who is the Holy Spirit. Amen? Or the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews. They shouted to the city officials, they are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice. You know what happened? Paul was challenging the culture of the day. Now, if you were to get up in public and you denounce revivalism, Obia, Mile, and all of those things, people will say, that's our culture. Why are you speaking against our culture? But let me tell you, culture that is empowered by demonic forces are not God's culture. Amen? They are not God's culture. They are not God's culture. And so, as Christians, we have to stand against every culture that is empowered by demonic forces. Now, I notice everybody quiet. But it's the truth. It is the truth. Do you know what happened to people who practice these things? They are cursed. They are cursed. They are cursed. That's what the Bible says. Cursed is everyone who practices these things. I know there was a young man who the church that I used to go to before I came here. His father was a powerful Obia man from Clarendon. Powerful Obia man from Clarendon. They say when you go into his house, when people go into his house, you can feel the power from 1 mile off. But you know something? He had about 5 children. Every one of them was cursed. They had mental illnesses. Every one of them. And you know what? His power could not help them. Could not help them. Because it is not right in God's sight. It is not right. It's idolatry. It is demon worshipping. And the Bible says that demons are not God. Demons are not God. Let me say it again. Demons are not God. Demons have supernatural power, but they are not God. You know, last night my phone rang. I saw a number that I didn't recognize. I answered, and there was a pastor. A pastor who I had not seen for about 20 years. And he said, Pastor Muriel, why just book up on your number now? And I started to reflect on the last time we met. And you know, I didn't even remember this, but we were in an area where you had a very, very high profile done. And he said, I remember that you came, you and your wife, and you were part of a march through the area. And he said, what you did, not many people do it. And I remember when we went to that stronghold, where we could feel the demonic powers that was associated with that person. And my wife, you know, we were with some other pastors too. And we began to intercede for that person. And my wife knelt right beside the gutter. And the spirit of intercession came upon her, and she began to travail and to weep for that man. The pastor reminded me, he said, that time of intercession was very strategic, and it brought about transformation, massive transformation. Brethren, what I'm trying to say is this. I'm not talking about a theoretical God. I'm talking about the Word of God. And I'm saying to you that there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. And that God has given Jesus a name that is above every other name. And he has declared that at the mention of the name of Jesus, that every knee must bow. Now, let me tell you, the knee of fortune telling, the knee of witchcraft, the knee of magic, the knee of sorcery, the knee of revivalism, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, you know what I believe is the root of the crime problem in Jamaica? Witchcraft. The people practicing witchcraft. The people are practicing witchcraft. And Jehu said to Joram, he said, as long, you know, Joram came to Jehu and said, peace, Jehu. And Jehu looked at Joram, and he said, Joram, as long as your mother Jezebel practiced witchcraft, there will be no peace in the land. No peace in the land. Witchcraft. It's an abomination to God. It's an abomination to God. It releases the judgment of God on a people. Families, communities, nations. Praise God. People say, Haiti, a voodoo over there now. They're powerful. Haiti full up of voodoo. Isn't it interesting that Haiti is also perhaps one of the poorest nations in the world, let me tell you something, where people practice them things, there is no prosperity. No prosperity. Prosperity comes when you lift up Jesus Christ.